Hello, my friend. Welcome to Breakfast with Sergio. In today's episode, I want to talk to you. I want to teach you actually and show you here on my board how to get in front of art collectors. Well, hello, my friend. Welcome to Breakfast with Sergio. Super happy to be here with you. Got your son T right here. I'm going to skip the breakfast today because I have something very important to show you, which is how to get in front of art collectors, right? The $1 million question every artist wants to know about, a question that many artists that I coach always ask me, Sergio, how do I get in front of art collectors? How do I get more art collectors for my work? And so on. So in this episode, I want to show you here visually the way I look at art collecting, right? In my experience as an artist, selling art from really tiny to really large, as well as a gallery owner for now 14 years, selling right now exclusively online, and also as an art curator. So seeing, you know, hundreds of artists working all around the world. So this is how I see it, right? Other people may see it differently, but this is how I see it in my own experience. So how to get in front of art collectors. First thing I'm gonna do is I'm going to create a big triangle here, right here. Big triangle. There we go. At the top of the triangle, I'm gonna actually cut this triangle in three sections. At the top, which is the smallest one, I would say that at the top of the triangle, you have one type of collector, which I would call the serious collector, right? Serious collector, right here. The serious collector is the collector who is passionate about collecting art. You know, it either buys art because they love it, you know, or maybe they use it as investment. Some of the people here in this area, the serious collectors, some of them may flip it, like buy it and then sell it at a more expensive price. You know, they really find a high value on the art. And that's what I would consider the serious collector. It's the smallest part of the triangle shape here, right? The smaller number of them. Where do these people buy art? Well, these people buy art in art fairs. They travel to international art fairs, right? To Miami, to Art Basel, Switzerland, to LA, to New York, to etc. You name it, Chicago, the bigger cities, and they travel and they buy art in the art fairs. They also go to art galleries, openings, you know, they attend, you know, their local events where they meet other galleries and so on, other collectors. They network with each other, they talk about what they collect, they share what they're collecting. They also buy art from galleries directly. They also buy art online, they're looking. They love also the idea of discovering an artist. They may buy art also directly from an artist, you know, from a studio visit. They love their work. They visit the artist and they kind of find this thrill of getting to know, you know, the person behind the art and kind of this sense of discovery, right, of the artist. So now the serious collectors, they buy from, you know, just a few thousand to, you know, millions, right? They buy of all kinds of prices. And don't think that a serious collector is only one that's a millionaire or a billionaire, because there are many, you know, serious collectors who actually have regular jobs just like everybody else, you know, maybe a doctor, maybe an attorney, maybe not by all means a millionaire, but they just love and they enjoy, they have find enjoyment and passion in collecting art. And I have met many of them, which I have gone to sometimes to their home or office, and their whole place is filled with art. So they don't buy art because they need, you know, to put art on a certain wall. They just buy it because they love it. The idea of where to put it, that's an afterthought, right? They're really passionate about, you know, really buying the work. It's their passion. They find enjoyment and happiness in doing so. And I've been to collectors' homes where, you know, every wall is totally covered. They have drawers and drawers of, you know, original work. This serious collector is not going to buy a print. You know, if they see something they like, they want the actual thing. Now, how do you get in front of this type of collector, right? The serious collector right here. Well, you know, this is the hardest one to get to, right? Making relationships with people, relationships with galleries, working with galleries, showing as well in art fairs, showing in, you know, in exhibitions, participating in shows. It takes time to be seen by the serious collector. This is where, you know, the question becomes more than how do I find collectors, but what am I doing myself as an artist so that the serious collectors can find me, because they're always looking. You know, they're always in the search for more, search for what's out there. So, and they're looking everywhere in social media and websites, on on Instagram, everywhere else. So they visit shows. So, you know, what are you doing as an artist, you know, to be found and to be seen? Are you constantly on social media promoting and sharing your art? Are you participating in shows? Are you being part of fairs and those the kinds of things? That's where you'll find the very serious collector, right? Now, the next one right here is what I would call the moderate. Let me write right here, the moderate collector, right? This is a collector who also buys, you know, from a few hundreds to the hundreds of thousands, right? Depends on their budget and what they might want to do. The moderate collector is not really one who finds passion like the serious one with collecting. This is one that is more based on need and want, right? This one is just passionate about it, right? First one is just passionate about it. Moderate collector, in my opinion, is the person who, you know, maybe they moved to a bigger house and now, you know, they have some walls to fill. So because they find value on collecting art, they understand the value of art itself. They don't want to go to IKEA and buy a poster, right, for $50. They want to actually spend money on real original art. So, you know, they spend it. They're happy to spend it because they value it, right? Maybe, you know, they also been following a certain artist and they want to have the work by that artist, right? Again, it's not like the passionate one who's just buying and buying and buying. This one is just kind of based on need and want. You know, they may be following you for a while, and they say, you know, when I see the right one, I'm gonna get it, right? I really wanna get it. And again, this comes at all price levels. There are moderate collectors, you know, that buy at the hundreds to the hundreds of thousands as well, right? Good example of this one is a woman who came to my gallery a few years ago. I said, hey, you know, my husband just opened a brand new office here in Chicago and I'm looking for art. So she ended up buying about 12, 16 pieces of art for her husband's office, right? So that's a great example. Once that need was over, check mark, done, move on, right? She's not actively looking for art and for artists. So, you know, that's what the moderate one is. But how to get in front of this one? Well, let's think about where the moderate collector buys art. Well, sometimes buys from galleries, right? May know a gallery in town that they've been looking at, so they go there to buy art. They also may work with an art consultant or an interior designer, interior decorator. Maybe this person here is super busy and says, you know, I don't have time to be going around and looking for art in galleries, so I'm just gonna call an art consultant. Art consultant's gonna help me find the art, you know, that I want to put in my house. And I have worked with art consultants myself who have purchased art on behalf of their clients, you know, who maybe this person right here, you know, kind of looking to fulfill the need for art, and because they value original art, that's what they want, one of a kind thing, right? So here's the moderate person as well. Once in a while, also they also buy, you know, they might buy from you directly from your website, or they find you on social media. Like I said, they've been following you for a while and they just want to have it. So they contact you, say, I really love that piece, I want to have it. How much is it, right? So how do you get in front of this moderate collector? Well, what I recommend here is, again, be seen to be remembered. You have heard me say this many times, be seen to be remembered, right? So you participate in shows, participate in activities, opportunities. You also make sure that you have an online presence, your website, you are on social media. Again, easy to be found, easy to be seen. So if somebody loves your art, they can follow you over time and, you know, make that purchase, right? So that's a moderate collector. At the bottom of the triangular shape that I hear, which is super important too, is what I would call the casual collector here. The casual. Now, the serious and the moderate, they consider themselves, you know, collectors because they love to collect art, original work, right? They don't go around walking with a name tag that says, hello, my name is I'm art collector, right? You don't know who they are. They may be a lawyer. They may be an architect. You know, this person may be, you know, something, right? Who knows? The casual one may not even consider himself or herself an art collector. However, the casual one is the person that kind of knows you. So it kind of reverses here. The bottom one is the person that kind of knows you on and knows who you are, knows what you do as an artist. So while this one at the beginning is based on passion and really the sense of discovery and really wanting the work, where this one is need and want, I believe the casual one is based on relationship. So in other words, they know of an artist, which is you. They know you. They have seen you in social media. They have contacted you. Maybe they chatted with you at an opening. Maybe it could be your cousin, your friend. It could be, you know, your dentist. My chiropractor has three of my pieces, for example. You know, it's someone who's not really, they don't consider themselves a collector because they don't go out to galleries and search for art. They just know you as an artist and they want to participate with you, right? Because they have created some sort of a relationship. You know, if they think of art, they think of you, right? Because you are the person, you are the artist in their life, in their community, in that relationship that they have with you, which could be, you know, a close relationship or could be a more distant one. It could be a neighbor, could be, again, the person who does something for you, right? Who works for you. Could be your boss at the office. Could be anyone. In this case, could be a casual collector. And like I said, they might not consider themselves a collector. It could actually be another artist because artists buy art. A lot of times, as I said, a lot of artists are following me. That's great because artists buy art. Our house here, we are also collectors, right? We buy art from other artists and other artists have purchased many times my work as well. So, you know, that could be also the case where, you know, you have that casual collector who once in a while, you know, likes to buy from another because of the relationship that exists there, you know, with the other person, right? Now, so on this one, where do these people buy art? Well, the casual collector, again, because it's based on relationship, they may buy also from IKEA or from other places, but because it comes on relationship, they would rather buy from you, right, from the artist right here. They'd rather buy from you first and then going to a gallery or somewhere else second, right? Because they know you first, they want to come in and buy it from you, directly from you. There's that relationship. Or if you're working with a gallery, you know, they know you, so they will attend that gallery opening and they buy it from the gallery because they know, you know, it's based on that relationship that they have with you. Now, what is pretty cool about this diagram is that a lot of artists, and most of artists that I know, we focus on these two at the top. Everybody, you know, wants to sell art to the very serious collectors, of course, and there's nothing wrong with that, and also to the moderate ones. But sometimes we forget that there's this huge pool of people right here. Huge pool of people. The casual collector, right? Many times this pool right here is younger people, maybe in their 30s and 40s or so, sometimes in their 20s, you know, who are at the lower end right here, kind of beginning their careers, and so they find value of art, they know you, they buy the first condominium, or they get the first place, their own place, and they want to have something original, so they buy it from you, right, from the artist. Now, for many years, I've always, because I would like to work large as well, I always focus on the two at the top, the serious and the moderate, but about 7 years ago, I started to really think about this in my head and say, well, wait a minute, you know, there's a huge pool of people that know me, right? Family members, friends, you know, people that I just met over the years who are pretty much not in here right now, right? They're kind of down here. They don't go to art galleries and so on. They go to my shows because they know me or they see me on social media and that kind of things, but that's it. So the way these people buy, because they buy directly from you, they also, the way they buy is you need to create opportunities. You need to give them opportunities to buy, for them to buy from you. So to get in front of this type of collector, you have to give them opportunities or create opportunities. Give them, I'm going to say here, give them opportunities. Very important. A lot of times, these people, what they need is just a little push. They need a little opportunity or something that they can afford, that they can be part of what you're doing because they know you personally, they have that relationship with you, or they've seen you up close, or they've been following you up close in social media, always commenting on what you're doing and so on. And because we're so focused on these two, we really never cater to this bottom group, which is huge. It's huge. So what I've done for the last 7 years is, of course, as I'm working on also doing what I just mentioned to be in front of these type of collectors, I've been creating more opportunities for the people here at the bottom, creating smaller work, creating prints, also reproductions, you know, things that are more accessible in the price point, that is affordable to them, right? Where they are not right here or here, but they are here, right? And it becomes a quick entry point to that. Now, you may think, well, Sergio, but you're spending a lot of time and effort and things to sell something that is really small, to get in front of a small collector. You're spending time, also your money or whatever it is that you're doing, you know, to get in front of these little, just to make, you know, just a few hundreds, right? But here's the thing. Over time, in my experience now, as I get older, this is the key that I realized. These people right here are the ones who eventually going to move over here. Boom, right? As they begin their careers or they begin buying from you at a small price point, when they become more affluent or they have a higher income or more buying power, because they already know you, they have that relationship, they have purchased from you because you have given them opportunities to be part of that, you know, and then they become moderate, you know, collectors because they see something that you make and they just want it, right? They already had that great experience working with you, so it makes total sense that now this happens. And that has happened to me many, many times, right? Where I have offered something right here, when this person then maybe 2, 3 years, 4, 5 years later says, Sergio, I just purchased a big home. Now I'm ready to get that big one that I've always wanted, right? Or now I would really want to get some for my friends or family. I had one collector, for example, who, you know, purchased small works and then came back and now wants the big one, right? So then that I have seen that over and over and over again. And sometimes, you know, we forget this, right? So when I look at getting in front of our collectors, I'm looking not just at the here and now, but I'm looking at the future, right? At this scale right here. What if some of the people that you have down here will become moderate and then one day become serious collectors? And that is, you know, kind of acting and working as an artist for the future that you want to create on that scale, working your way through, looking at the future of getting in front of our collectors. Because collectors, as they get up in the ladder, you know, they will share with each other. They will tell their friends when somebody comes to their home, says, oh, you know, look, you know, they'll talk about the art that they have because it's unique, it's one of a kind, it's made by an artist. So, you know, they are proud of their purchases, right, as you get up in the ladder. So it is very important. So what I have done now is every year I give a huge opportunity to people at the bottom section of this triangular shape here, to this huge, wide, larger pool of people, which are casual collectors. Many of them, like I said, they don't consider themselves collectors just yet. And I give them opportunities to join me, to purchase, and to be part of what I am doing as an artist. And that has given me great, great success. One of the things I do with this every year, which you have heard me say this before, is what's called the Small Works Art Sales Challenge. So the Small Works Art Sales Challenge is every year, at the end of the year, you know, I give people at this stage a great opportunity to come in and be part of what I do. And many of them, over time, they become moderate collectors, and maybe some of them have become serious collectors as well. So if you want to know a little bit more how I do this in detail, I don't have time here to go through the whole thing, but if you want to know how I do this, how I do the Small Works Art Sales Challenge, what you can do is go to www.theartistnextlevel.com/sales. And that's where I do every year the challenge with a number of artists, where the whole purpose is to get in front of these people right here, to give them opportunities, right, with investing, with, you know, thinking about the future, right? And not only that, but people who are also here may notice kind of what we are doing right here with a challenge and bring attention to the bigger, more expensive art that we are already doing, that we may already have in the studio. So that's the strategy, that's the tactic that I've been working with, thinking about for the last 7 years. Here it is, all laid out in plain English, very easy to understand. I hope it makes sense, my friends. Sorry, this was a bit longer episode of Breakfast with Sergio, but it's so good. If you missed the beginning, if you came late to this video, make sure that you go back and watch it so you can see how I explain this pyramid on how to get in front of our collectors. So how do you get in front of our collectors here at the bottom section on the casual? The way you get in front of our collectors right there is pretty simple. Give them opportunities to buy. Make it easy for them. make it affordable, make it accessible to them, and give them an amazing experience. Make them feel like they are the serious collector over here, right? Don't treat them less just because they're spending less, but rather make them feel special so that they understand the value of art and how it works to work with you. And at the end of the day, my friend, you know, all these, everybody loves a good deal. Everybody loves a good deal, from the very serious to the moderate to the casual collector. So hope you enjoyed this breakfast with Sergio, my friend. If you enjoy it, if you thought this was valuable, please share it with a friend. Let me know in the comments, what do you think of this? What do you think of how I think of art collecting myself? Let me know what you think. If this makes sense to you, please let me know. And I will see you in the next episode of Breakfast with Sergio. Have a great day. Goodbye.